96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Isabella Nieto has more.
Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights, rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the state's second case of measles this year. A UW-Madison student who lives off campus is receiving care. The case is unrelated to a case earlier this year in Waukesha County. However, in both cases, they were exposed during international travel. Measles is highly contagious. Symptoms appear 1.5 to 3 weeks after exposure. The Department of Health Services says more measles cases are occurring due to reduced vaccination rates. A Wisconsin congressman is proposing a package of election bills that would change how votes are cast and counted nationwide. Congressman Brian Stiles' plan would require absentee ballots to arrive by Election Day, photo IDs to vote, and proof of citizenship for registration. It would also ban ranked choice voting and ballot harvesting. Stiles says the goal is to boost confidence in elections and make them easy to vote but hard to cheat. Democrats have not yet responded to the proposal. It's Career and Technical Education, or CTE, Month in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions are celebrating the role career and technical education plays in preparing students for success. CTE helps improve academic performance, increases graduation rates, and provides students with the skills and real-world experiences needed to succeed in post-secondary education and high-demand careers. CTE programs across the state collaborate with business and industry partners to meet evolving workforce needs, support local economic growth, and prepare students for career fields expected to grow in the coming years. The Hayward High School offers CTE programs and provides students with specific technical skills, soft skills, and workplace readiness skills. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Francesca Hong is out front, but there's still a lot undecided. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows the Madison State representative leading Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor with 14% support. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is close behind at 11%. While most Democratic voters remain undecided, on the Republican side, Congressman Tom Tiffany leads with 40%, far ahead of Andy Manske at 6%. The poll also shows most voters haven't picked a side yet in the state Supreme Court race. Those candidates, Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar, debate tonight. Governor Tony Evers is signing a new bill into law that aims to ease overcrowding in hospitals. The next of kin bill will let immediate family members approve transfers from hospitals to rehab centers without having to get court-appointed guardianship. Officials with Amplify Health by Gunderson say they've been wanting for this bill to pass because it would help ease crowd issues at hospitals. Officials say the bill's passing is helping the hospital's goal of caring for the entire community. Microsoft is changing how it works with cities on new data center projects. The company announced it will stop using non-disclosure agreements, which kept early planning details secret. Towns like Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Janesville, and Menominee have all signed NDAs in the past. Microsoft says it's now working to end any that remain, like in Racine County. A proposal to outlaw those agreements in Wisconsin failed to pass before the session ended last week. And if you're traveling to the Milwaukee season opener, you're asked to allow for a little extra time to get to American Family Field. The ballpark is in the middle of the I-94 East-West Freeway construction project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the traffic patterns around the stadium could delay thousands of fans who are headed into tomorrow's opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Brewers say they're hiring 3 sheriff's deputy crews and a tow truck to clear disabled vehicles from the freeway in order to keep traffic moving. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Opening day tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' opening day is tomorrow at AmFam Field. Right-hander Jacob Mizorowski gets the start for Milwaukee against the Chicago White Sox right-hand pitcher Shane Smith. I asked the 23-year-old Mizorowski from Missouri if he had any fond memories of attending an opening day ball game.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an opening day. I think all my opening days were on TV. You know, I was playing some other sport, doing something else, so it's going to be kind of fun to finally be at one.
The Brewers made a trade yesterday. They picked up relief pitcher Jake Wolford from the Rays in exchange for minor league pitcher Casey Hunt. NBA, the Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. Doc Rivers getting upset after being asked about the Bucks losing 10 of their last 14 games.
We win the last game, right? But my point is, yeah, but we won the last game. So clearly, they showed up the next game, right? This is not like we got blown out 40 games in a row.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little rain possible with a low dropping to near 35. And then tomorrow, a little fog, some showers, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.